Okay, let's open it up for questions for interim manager Pete Williams. Does anyone have any questions?
Madam Mayor, it's Perry.
Councilmember Burr.
Thank you. Mr. Williams, I know that I was looking through the police department report, and I see that we're six officers down. I think about a month ago, we were almost about fully staffed. Do you know what happened?
I don't know the details of why they left, but apparently they found greener pastures.
I guess as a follow-up, Madam Mayor.
My speaker, sorry, my microphone was off. Yes, Councilmember Burr.
Thank you. I noticed in the grant manager's report, the SRO grant was not signed. Why did we miss a deadline?
Because he was busy in the finance department. That's my take on that.
Do we have any information as to when we'll be able to hear from the Department of Justice as to whether or not we lost that SRO grant?
I'm sure we can. I'm trying to place what that. I thought we'd actually were able to reclaim that, but don't mark my words off to double check on that. I know at one time he told me that we weren't going to qualify, and then it seems like he came back and told me that we were able to slip by, but I'll have to double check.
I was reading through the grant manager's report, and it indicates under the school resource officer's grant that he missed a deadline to sign the award, and
he's waiting
for a response from Department of Justice. He may have been referring to the other school safety grant that we received a year ago that we're still working on.
Well, yeah, and so this was written a week ago. I'll just have to double check on that, because when we are denied a grant or so forth, we don't usually just leave it alone. We go back and try to appeal it and to satisfy whatever deficiency we had for not getting it in the first place. But I'll have to double check on that one. I really do think we were able to get that. Anyways.
So what I've heard is from interim manager Williams is there's a possibility that's been resolved, but it's something that you're going to need to follow up on to double check.
Yes.
Am I hearing that correctly?
Yes.
Okay, Councilmember Burr, any additional questions?
If I may, Madam Mayor.
Please.
The boardwalk lighting project, there was the previous council that had approved lighting of the boardwalk, and we're going to meet with and work with ONC. And again, we're at another fall and winter. Are we moving forward? Is there any progress in that endeavor to protect our citizens while they're walking on the boardwalk?
That was asked of me last night, and I didn't ask about it today, but I will ask to get to the bottom of it. It seems like when I first started a month and a half ago, that the materials had been flown into Bethel, but I'll have to double check.
And for folks who are listening, this is in reference to the ONC City of Bethel partnership on boardwalk lighting at Pinkies Park, which was a project initially discussed as being done this summer. So that's something that interim manager Williams will follow up on and get back to us on. Yeah, that was a topic at last night's parks meetings as well. Thank you, Councilmember Barr, for bringing that forward. Do you have any additional questions?
No, ma'am. I appreciate the time allotted to me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Councilmember Barr. Other council members, questions for Interim Manager Williams?
Madam Mayor Hansen.
Hey, I'm going to go with Councilmember Springer first. I heard his voice first, and then we'll move on to Vice Mayor Hansen. Councilmember Springer?
Yeah, thank you. Pete, you said that Alaska DOT has indicated their intention to pursue eminent domain for the, let's just call it the Hanger Lake Road extension. How were you notified of that? What sort of process did they indicate that they are going to pursue? And I would just, I'm totally opposed to eminent domain anyway. And in this case, it sounds like the state is trying to eminent domain across a native allotment, which I think is quite a, no pun intended, quite a reach for the state. So I would like to hear more about this maybe at the next council meeting, or maybe in a memorandum from you, and perhaps with advice of our attorney. And I would like to say, at least myself as one council member, that I'm definitely opposed to the state trying to exercise eminent domain, across a native allotment or on any property in Bethel. So if you can keep us appraised on that, Pete, I'd really appreciate it.
Councilman Springer, the information I received came from the planning department, and I certainly would like to pursue it with the project manager, but I really do think that we're going to have to go up a couple of levels to get to the bottom of this.
Councilmember Springer, did you have any additional questions at this time?
Madam Mayor, I do not. Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to Vice Mayor Hansen.
Hi, I just had a question about the current status of the Assistant Finance Director and Finance Director positions. I saw that there were three applications in review. I feel like I wasn't able to find a previous report from the last couple months, I guess October, but I'm just kind of wondering what the status of that is. Are we making any progress or what's going on?
So we did receive three. We've looked at them. We've discussed them. I'm in house. There was one that, that perhaps, but we haven't. We were thinking of interviewing. My thought on this is we could probably hire somebody. It's going to take some time to get them situated in Bethel. So, but the main concern right now is that. The budget, an audit, that the finance department, the books are need some serious working on, and it would be better to continue on with Carmen Jackson for a little while, at least to maybe January, and see how much we can accomplish. My fear is that if we bring somebody in right at this moment, like tomorrow, that it would be really hard to bring them up to speed. I unless they were, if somebody was really sharp, but we've got a serious problem over there. And when I went through this before, it the same kind of question was, when would we bring him on board? And I gave the same answer. I'd feel a lot more comfortable when we had a viable budget and an audit was, you're starting from scratch, not scratch, but at least starting at some semblance of beginning. Right now, we're behind. And one discussion I had today with Carmen Jackson LLC was that we're probably going to have to, well, we will have to submit a revised budget to council. And we're not, I haven't had to cross this path where the whole how to take so many pages out of a budget and say that they need to be redone, but that's the case. And so anyways, that's where I stand. If like I said, we had one that we probably will interview him, at least if they, you know, show some interest, but to try to bring somebody in right now. I'd like to, maybe we could bring him in and work at one of the positions that, so he would know what some of the staff positions are. But right now it's, it would be, I think, difficult to try to introduce to someone the shape that the department's in.
Vice Mayor Hansen?
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I'm beating a dead horse with this, but I feel like we've been doing this for months and months, and I'm starting to feel kind of like a crazy person, but I feel like every time it gets asked what the status of this finance director, assistant finance director, there's some other reason we can't seem to hire someone. Before this, which, you know, I understand, you guys are right in the middle of something, but before this it was, well, we don't want to get an assistant finance director until we have a regular finance director because we want them to be able to work well together. And it was like, what? I still don't understand that. And I just feel like we have this big mess in the finance department and it's like, oh, we need to do this and that, but we're not actually hiring the people, the leadership that needs to be in place to like learn the ropes and like be with this thing from the ground up as it seems like it's getting rebuilt. So I'm just really frustrated by this. And I don't know how much longer this saga can continue. And I also don't know if there's some kind of, I don't know, action or something that needs to take place to just get this done. But that's what I have. Thanks.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen, for your comments. Are there any other council members with questions?
Madam Mayor, this is Henderson.
Council Member Henderson.
I'm curious, Pete, do we have a professional recruitment agency that we go through, or do we just list the job openings ourselves?
We have a professional agency that they were going through, you know, before I got on board, and we're still going through it. Plus, we do list it ourselves. So,
and can I add to that, Madam Mayor?
Yes, please go ahead.
I'm really concerned about our lack of police force that we have. I'm looking at the report and the calls are going up. They are up from September. And we're going to be running these guys down to nothing, to where we don't have a department. So is there a way to expedite the recruiting process so we don't wear our current officers out?
I really don't know a way to expedite the process. All we can do is advertise and hope some qualified individuals apply and hope we don't lose any more. But I don't know any speedy way to do this. The 2 years I was city manager, it was always a challenge to recruit. We seem to throw money at the problem. We've tried different schedules, and that will probably continue. It will continue, but so that's all we can do. I don't know of any magic that's going to, all of a sudden some people start to apply for these jobs.
I'm not asking for magic. I'm just really trying hard to figure out a way to get these positions filled. And if we are unable to, and we keep losing officers, is there a process in place to request for help? I mean, is there some place we turn to ask for help for the policing of our town? I surely don't want us to turn into a law.
I'm not sure where to turn to. I mean, you could maybe ask the state troopers, there isn't really, that I know of, any quick way to fill these positions. Of course, there's a pay scale. We also have a matrix. So if, somebody is qualified and we can pay them a little more, we can do that. I think in the next report, I thought it might be in this one, but in the next report is trying to look at maybe offering a contract for it on a temporary basis for 6 months. I think we did that in the past. And if somebody doesn't want to actually be here forever, at least we could get them here for 6 months to fill a position while we continue to find somebody that would live here in Bethel or work two on, two off. So that's kind of where I think we're headed.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for that explanation. And I would just encourage working something out to get those filled. And I know the finance director position is highly important to fill. Haley, I understand your frustration, but your frustration, my frustration is equal to yours when it comes to the police department. I don't think we need to. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Council Member Henderson. Do any other council members have questions for Interim Manager Williams?
Madam Mayor?
Council Member Leary. Yeah, Council Member Leary, all yours.
Thank you. Just kind of piggybacking off of a couple questions that have come up already about the police department opening. Interim City Manager Williams, do you know if it is a routine practice to do exit interviews when employees leave, or if they're even offered at least to folks as they leave our workforce?
Well, yes, at least when I've been manager, I've encouraged them. Our biggest problem with the exit interviews is people don't come in to do the interview. They quit and they kind of run down the road. And a lot of times we get their pay stub and it sits in the mailroom for a long time. But that's the biggest challenge with them. But I do encourage exit interviews. I have discussed it with the present HR manager. And so that's how it's kind of worked, though. We don't see them once they leave. And that can cause some problems because they're carrying keys sometimes and things like that. So but anyways, yes, we do exit interviews.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I guess I would just be interested in if there's any common threads as to why folks are leaving that department, or any common issues, or even if they're not common issues, what their reasoning would be for why they're departing. And the other thing, I just kind of more of a comment, I guess, it was kind of buried in the Public Works Director's report, but I just wanted to say thank you, and what a great catch that Gary Poe made in regards to a finding he did recently. I guess there's like a small paragraph about that in the Public Works Director's report, but I just want to say thank you, Gary Poe, and I'm glad you're on the property maintenance team.
All right, thank you, Council Member Leary. And for those who are listening, in the council packet, there is a note, as Council Member Leary said, about Mr. Poe recognizing some overheating circulation pumps that pointed to a bigger problem with some water storage. So thanks to him, and thank you for pointing that out, Council Member Leary. Any additional questions from council members?
Madam Mayor, it's Perry again.
Yes, Council Member Barr.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Just a quick overview, I guess, is the fire chief, we've had six applicants, and I'm curious as to when we're actually going to hire a fire chief. I know that that position has been open for several months. The finance director, I know one person who I know personally that applied for the position, highly qualified, and he applied for over a month ago. We're still having problems with the driver hauled system. It looks like we're seven positions down. We have all these positions down. And if you look at the police department, their report, there are actually six vacancies down out of 16. So we're about a third down in our law enforcement capacity. I don't know if we can ask that HR, if they have a timeline as to when these vacancies will be filled. But I really think we need to move on some of these issues. And I really appreciate the time. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
All right, Interim Manager Williams, any feedback about that, the fire department?
Well, we had one withdraw. I don't know. I think I heard you say six. I haven't seen that. I believe now there's one, but I'd have to double check. But if they're qualified, I plan on hiring them. I don't want to leave the positions open either. But you know, as with the finance director, we've hired just to hire sometimes to fill a position, and it hasn't worked out for the best. So I guess I'm just trying to maybe be a little bit more careful than I should, but we've certainly had some problems just filling positions just because we needed a body in there. And so anyways.
It's all in the HR manager's report, Mr. Williams.
Okay.
Okay, additional questions from council members? I guess I'll throw in a quick question. One is a few meetings ago, council funded a compensation study, and I was curious, Manager Williams, if you happen to have any updates about that, if that's being performed, or if that's something that's on your radar right now.
Well, the way I understood that was a council request, so I don't get the updates on that, on those. So I haven't seen anything. I know it was out there, and I've kind of asked about it, but I don't know where it's at.
Okay. Well, that might be something to track down here in the next couple weeks in the interim. And then the next thing I wanted to highlight, and it's in your report, and I do want to say for folks who are listening and want to read a bit about city manager activities, it starts on page 45 of the packet. And one thing you included this time was a daily log, which was really interesting to read and pretty helpful. And it talks quite a lot about some of the work you've done related to COVID-19 and in-person dining. And I was wondering if you might want to share a little bit about the progress of that with some of the CARES funds for the public who might not have read your report.
Well, we were a week ago, I guess it was kind of decided to when YKHC started to report this spread, that we tried to shut down the dining in some of the restaurants and one convenience store. And so I went around and we compensated them for what they would have normally made in 2 weeks. And we used the sales tax returns to determine that. And they complied and like early stated that basically in about another week, everything will be back open and normal as it was. I don't know how much of a dent to put in this, keeping this from spreading, but I would think in a few cases, it probably helped out quite a bit.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Manager Williams. Are there any other questions from council members? Okay. I'm hearing none. So that brings us to item 11.3 of the agenda, which is the city clerk's report. City Clerk Strickler.
Thank you, Mayor DeWitt. So a few things that aren't listed in the report. First, I wanted to thank Vice Mayor Hansen for pointing out that we had a number of chapters and sections in our Bethel Municipal Code that had gender specifics. So I'm working with our code publishing company to go through the entire code and amend the specifics and make them gender neutral. This is actually taking a huge effort to correct. I didn't realize how many specifics were actually in our code, but we hope to have this done first part of December and reflected in the updates for next year. We're also working on a complete repeal and modification of our committees and commissions chapter and pulling all of the commissions regulations from throughout different chapters of the code, pulling it into the chapter and Title II of the City of Bethel so that all the committees and commissions have the same requirements, same policies, same standards, so that there's no confusion for recorders, but also just to make sure that it's easier to reference for our recorders, for our council members, and our volunteers. And I think that's our big items. We're working on some additional training materials for our ex officio and recorders, hoping to have a training for them at the end of November. We'll be opening that up to council members as well, collaborating with administration on some training options for budgets and finance as well. We are researching the ownership of Log Cabin. The administration had approached us with the hope to do some demolition work at the Log Cabin. We need to confirm ownership with that. And then just general support to the organization. That's all that I have, Mayor DeWitt. Thank you.
Thank you, City Clerk Strickler. Are there any questions for the City Clerk from council members? Okay, I'm not hearing any questions for the City Clerk. Thank you again for your report. That brings us to number 12 on the agenda, item 12, council member comments. And I'm first on the list for council member comments this evening. I would like to thank YKHC and ONC and the city for Saturday's testing event. And I was so impressed with the turnout and the collaboration that happened with that. So thank you to everyone who was involved in those efforts and to community members who showed up and participated in that testing. And I just encourage everyone to continue to follow the advice of our local health experts in terms of minimizing our contacts, you know, staying home as much as possible, not interacting with folks outside of our households, all of those kinds of things, to take those to heart and practice those so that we can prevent overwhelming our healthcare system and prevent, you know, losing any of our community members unnecessarily. So that's all I have this evening. Next up is Vice Mayor Hansen.
Hey, thank you. So I want to say that the scarecrow hunt that the city did, I had so much fun driving around looking at those scarecrows, and I really hope that's something that can continue to grow and be part of something we do as a community each year. It was really fun because, you know, most most neighborhoods were represented, not everybody, but that was something fun to do. And I saw a lot of people out driving, looking around at them. So I want to thank the city for putting that together. And also, of course, for everybody who showed up to get tested on Saturday. I just, you know, encourage people to keep doing that. I saw they have expanded hours. So, you know, like they say in the advertisement, don't panic, know your status. So, I would also like to, give a special shout out to Doug Boyer for joining the, Public Safety and Transportation Committee. I know he's super excited to be part of it. And, on behalf of council, we're excited to have another member of a committee, you know, on the city team. And so, good luck to him. And also, hopefully other people listening too will want to get involved as well. Like somebody said earlier, we have plenty of positions open on many of the committees. So please, you know, get involved, and you can do it from your living room on your computer. That's all I have for now. Thank you.
Thank you, Vice Mayor Hansen. Next up is Council Member Barr.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Real quick for me, tomorrow is Veterans Day. I'm sure that a lot of people realize that, but I'd like to make a big shout out to all our veterans within this community and across the Delta. Thank you for your service. It's always nice to see our veterans recognized for their unselfish service that they provided to our country. One of the other things that I would like to say is please say prayers for those that are still lost out there. We're still missing 7 souls. You know, they are somebody's brother. They are somebody's father. They are somebody's sister, possibly mother. They're finding more debris out there now that the weather has warmed up. The river has kind of opened up back again, and so the searchers are back out there on the Kuskokwim and the Eek River. So let's say some prayers for those that are lost, and to make sure that nobody else gets hurt this fall, especially when we're in between seasons where it's so dangerous. And the weather will be starting to get colder. So congrats to CJ. Welcome aboard, CJ. And thank you again to Cece. That's all I have.
Thank you, Council Member Barr. Council Member Leary.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I just wanted to say thanks again to our now former Council Member Franco, and also congratulations to our newly appointed Council Member McCormick. And then I just wanted to underscore the advice and guidance of YKHC's Chief of Staff, Dr. Ellen Hodges. As a member of the YKHC COVID team, myself, I can say that, you know, we're getting tired. If I hear anyone say, this is a, what does everyone keep saying? This is a marathon, not a sprint. It's a very long marathon. And, you know, the more people can do in their individual lives to try to curb this, it just makes all the difference in the world. I think every person I interview that's tested positive, as a contact tracer, I thank them for staying home whenever people don't have a ton of close contacts. You know, they're like, oh, I've only been going home and work, and I work in a private office and whatever. I'm like, thank you for staying home. I don't know if anyone's been thanking anyone enough for hunkering down, but I definitely have, and I will continue doing that. We all truly have our part to play in this, and it makes all the difference in the world. I hope everyone's been paying attention to YK's press releases on our daily numbers. They're staggering. We've got to do something, each of us, to limit this spread. So thank you. You all have a good night.
Thank you for that. And thank you for your work at your day job on this issue, Council Member Leary. That brings us to Council Member Springer.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. First of all, congratulations and welcome to Councilmember McCormick. Looking forward to working with you and having a fresh young voice on the council. I think
I think your representation is going to be really important for a lot of people. I got an email today from a coworker who has got COVID-19, and the message from him, and really from it, is that it is no laugh matter. He was extraordinarily miserable, and that's with a mild case. As with it, we've had elders that have been released from the hospital with COVID-19, which is a real tribute to the skill and care of the medical community here in Bethel, and of the fact that luckily, over the last 6 months, an awful lot has learned about how to treat the disease. But if you're partying on the weekends, you're not doing anybody any good. You're putting your life in danger. You're putting the lives of your relatives, your families, your elders in danger. So, think about that. It's just not worth it. As YK has been saying, the majority of the transmission that's gone on in Bethel recently is from group gatherings of one sort or another. So, if you go to the store, leave your kids at home. Kids really don't belong out in public right now. Nothing against kids, but they don't need to be. They don't need to have their lives and their health risked. Personally, I think Bethel ought to go on about a 2-week lockdown. We did really good since March. Bethel did really, really good. Everybody's been wearing masks, everybody's been laying low. It's sort of inevitable that the numbers climb like this, but inevitability should not throw caution to the wind. So keep wearing your masks, keep washing your hands, don't socialize. Leave the kids at home when you go to the store. Go to the store once a day if you can. If there's a long line at the post office, go back later. This disease is very powerful and it can kill people. It does kill people. I believe that 6 or 8 people in Alaska died yesterday from COVID-19. So it's out there. It's up to all of us to stop it. And so just please, everybody, keep that in mind. This is not a time to look at it cynically. It's now is the time to take it very, very seriously. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you, Council Member Springer. I appreciate that. Next up is Council Member Henderson.
Finally, it's my turn. Thank you, Madam Mayor. I want to welcome CJ to the council. I know you're going to do a good job, CJ. I look forward to working with you. And I want to thank Lori for working so hard on getting us the training that we've been attending these past couple days. I can tell you my ears hurt from my AirPods, my eyes hurt from my computer screen, and I haven't even been to work. So you know I've been paying attention. I've learned a lot. I'm really excited with everything that I learned in this training. I believe with this training, I would be able to better represent our city in our meetings and understand the whys and the do's and the don'ts and all that other good stuff. And then I just want to, say a little bit on what Mark said. It's gone on long enough, and it's gone on long enough or so long because of the lack of control of not visiting or not gathering and all of that, not wearing a mask. And now we've lost, I believe we've lost 5 people in the Delta, and we currently have one in Anchorage now on a ventilator and from Bethel. And so this is very serious, and I just pray that everybody would start taking this virus seriously, and let's squash it, and let's hunker down for a little while and wash your hands constantly and clean your, you know, commonly used areas at home. It's we can never say enough about all the things that we should be doing, because a lot of people are not doing them. And so I'm just asking everybody, please keep yourself safe, keep your family members safe. Let's get these numbers down. I know we can do it. We kept it at bay for so long. So I know that we can do it. I believe that's all I have.
Okay, thank you, Councilmember Henderson. And for those who are listening, the training Councilmember Henderson was referencing was Alaska Municipal League newly elected officials training that several council members have been participating in remotely this week. And that brings us to our newest council member, Councilmember McCormick. Comments? Welcome. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Madam Mayor. Thank you, everybody, so much for your questions. I look forward to working with everybody. I'm super excited. You're all very kind. This is not as scary as I was expecting it to be. So that's just great to know. And yeah, I just really look forward to working with everyone. I just want to go ahead and reiterate a lot of what everyone's been saying this evening in their comments about this COVID-19 virus. I just want to remind everyone who's listening, if you have a fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, diarrhea, diminished sense of taste or smell, those are the symptoms of COVID-19. YKHC has asked that you do not show up at the emergency room. Rather, you call 543-6949 so you can be assisted by a healthcare professional, and they can sort of give you the resources that you need to get checked for COVID. And also, YKHC offers free COVID-19 testing without an appointment at the Bethel Drive-In testing site every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from noon to 4 p.m. Testing also continues by appointment at the Bethel drive-through testing site on Monday and Friday by calling 543-6949. It bears repeating, a lot of this was completely preventable. If people had just stayed home and really hunkered down when we first were releasing a lot of this information that it was necessary to do so, a lot of this would have been preventable. You know, we're in the thick of it now, and we need to continue to do the best and everything to our ability to prevent the spread of COVID. So that means staying at home. You should know everyone that you've come in contact with within the past few, they've been saying weeks, but even months now. You really need to keep your social circles small so that we can all stay protected and keep us, the most vulnerable in our society, protected as well. With that, just the last thing I wanted to say, just to sort of piggyback off of what Perry mentioned, I want to extend a thank you to all of our veterans. I know this time of year, we generally have some festivities and some ceremonies to recognize the people who have bravely defended our country. And I would just suggest that everybody, in absence of the festivities that we generally have, maybe just look up on some history and read about some of the really brave things that people did for our country. For example, there's a lot of veterans who fought in the Aleutian Islands that not a lot of people know about. And so maybe instead of going to an event that we usually would, it would be a good time to read up on some of that and learn about the great things that our veterans have done for our country. So with that, just thank you, everybody. Again, I'm really encouraged by all the support that I've gotten from all of you. Have a great night.
Thank you, Councilmember McCormick. And again, congratulations on your new seat with City Council. That moves us on to item 13, executive session. We have no executive session this evening. And item 14, is there a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Vice Mayor Hansen, second.
Second, Henderson.
Thank you, Councilmember Henderson. All those in favor of moving to adjourn at 8:15 p.m., please vote by saying aye.
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 Any opposed?
Aye.
Please say nay.
Aye.
All right. We are closed at 8:15 p.m. Thank you, everybody. Have a good night.